Unit 5, pages 52 and 53. Reading.
A balloon debate. In this form of debate, you must imagine that there are historical characters in a hot air balloon. The balloon is rapidly losing height and will crash to the ground unless all but one of the characters jump out. Each character must try and convince you why he or she should stay in the balloon and the others should jump. You listen to what each one has to say and then vote.
My name is Roald Amundsen and I was born in Norway in 1872. My father was a ship owner and from a very early age I was fascinated by the sea. I was studying to be a doctor, but I realised that this was not the life I wanted. In 1893, I abandoned my medical studies to become a seaman. I made several voyages and in 1896 joined the Belgium Antarctic Expedition. During that expedition, the ship was stuck in pack ice for almost a year. Conditions were unimaginable and many of the crew suffered from depression and even insanity. But I was made of stronger stuff. I kept a detailed record of everything that happened so that I could avoid many of the problems when I led my own expedition. This opportunity came in 1903. I had my master's ticket, a small ship called Gjør, and absolute confidence that I would succeed. My aim was to sail from the Atlantic Ocean to the Pacific Ocean through the Northwest Passage, and succeed I did. The voyage took 3 years, and I returned home to a hero's welcome. My greatest achievement was leading the first expedition that reached the South Pole. We began our historic journey from Norway in June 1910 and made our base camp on the Great Ice Barrier, which we reached 6 months later. We built our hut, laid up stores of seal meat and waited for the spring. In October 1911, four companions and I, with dogs and sledges, set out to reach the pole. I cannot describe the nightmare of that journey. We endured temperatures of minus 58 degrees, frostbite, the sadness of killing some of our dogs for food, and the knowledge that, having reached the pole in 45 days, we had to survive the 45 days of the return journey. But we did. I had left nothing to chance. My meticulous planning of the whole expedition ensured our success. And the permanent scientific base at the South Pole bears my name and is a tribute to my great achievement. So great was my achievement that I have no doubt you will save me rather than the others. And what of my companions? What is Miss Austin's greatest achievement? Writing novels, showing how the only happiness for women is bagging a rich husband. I am aware that women in 19th century England did not have many choices, but surely Miss Austin should have used her talent to give young women brave, adventurous role models. Equally inexplicable was her pitiful output, only 6 novels in a lifetime. What is Wilbur Wright's greatest achievement? The airplane, I hear you say. But is it? Inventors such as Ada, Whitehead and others would disagree. There is evidence that supports these people as the first to make powered flight long before Wilbur flew for 59 seconds.
I am sure, ladies and gentlemen, that I need no introduction. I am, of course, Jane Austen, the famous novelist. I was born in Hampshire, in the south of England in 1775. My father and elder brothers educated me, and from an early age I was a great reader. I learned French, spelling, needlework, music and dancing. As my brother Henry said, Jane was fond of dancing and excelled in it. I have to say, I excelled in most things. From the very beginning, my family encouraged me to write. My first published novel was Sense and Sensibility in 1811 and my most famous, Pride and Prejudice, in 1813. I am sure that if you have read no other novel, you will have read Pride and Prejudice. I have to admit that I wasn't very famous while I lived, but people eventually recognised my genius, and today I have millions of fans all over the world. My novels have been translated into numerous languages and made into films and TV serials. I lived with my parents all my life and, despite working extremely hard on my novels, I found the time to be a great help to them. I also helped poor people in the villages near my home and taught illiterate boys and girls to read and write. I do not wish to seem immodest, but I must quote George Henry Lewes, a famous critic and a very intelligent man, who said that I was the greatest artist that has ever written, and many people agree with him. Under the circumstances, must I be worried that I will not get enough of your votes to stay in the balloon? I think not. Now, let me turn my attention to my companions and begin with Mr. Amundsen. Scarcely have I heard anyone as convincing as he is, but he didn't tell you the whole truth. He got his ship, his equipment, and huge sums of money from people who thought he was going to the North Pole. When he heard that two American explorers had already got there, not only did he change his mind, but neither did he tell anyone, not even his crew. He knew that his backers would not support his expedition to the South Pole, so he just didn't tell them. A fraud and a liar are the only words I can think of to describe Mr. Amundsen. And what of Wilbur Wright? What exactly did he do for the human race? He gave us the airplane, a form of travel that has resulted in many deaths and has polluted our planet. Not something I think I would boast about.
People always speak of the Wright brothers as inventors and builders of the first successful airplane. To some extent, that is correct, but I, Wilbur Wright, am here today to win your votes by explaining that it was much more my invention than ours. My brother Orville was a great help, but as the famous author James Tobin wrote, it is impossible to imagine Orville, bright as he was, supplying the driving force that started their work and kept it going. Will did that. He was the leader from the beginning to the end. I was born in America in 1867, and from a very early age I was interested in how things worked. I remember being given a toy helicopter made of bamboo and cork with a rubber band to twirl the rotors. I played with it for hours and was determined to find out about how things could fly. My brother and I were always inventing things. We designed and built a printing press and our own brand of bicycle. But my greatest ambition was to be the first human to design and fly a powered airplane. From 1900 to 1902, I experimented with gliders. I watched birds very carefully and saw how they angled their wings to make their bodies go left or right, and decided that the pilot had to be able to do the same with the wings of an airplane. In 1903, I attached a gasoline engine to the plane, the Wright Flyer. On December 17th, my brother and I made four flights. My last flight was the most successful. I travelled 260 metres and the flight lasted 59 seconds. You cannot deny an amazing achievement. Consider that I have given humans the ability to fly around the globe. And then consider Miss Austen and Mr. Amundsen. Miss Austen's books are very entertaining, but why didn't she write about really important things, as Charles Dickens did? He wrote of poverty and starvation, and children having to work long hours and being denied education. What did she write about? New dresses, dances and marriage. It is true that Mr. Amundsen made a difficult and dangerous journey to the South Pole, but what good did that do? Perhaps he would have helped his fellow human beings more if he had continued with his medical studies and become a doctor.